Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Behold, your King rides into Jerusalem. Holy Week, the most important week in human history, the most important week in your life. And all the dark secrets of your heart are exposed too. You are there in Judas. You betray. In Peter's denials. In a hateful crowd that can choose Barabbas. You are even Barabbas, guilty yet set free. You are there in political correctness of Pilate. Your cruelty, like Roman guards. You know, in the fair weather followers, in cowardly disciples. Yet here is your only hope. Repent and rejoice. For the Son of Man is lifted to draw you to himself. This is Passion Sunday. The older, more historic name for Palm Sunday, passion. Intense love, fervent devotion, intense. The word comes from the Latin pathos, to suffer. His love is shown in its greatest in his suffering, in a sacrifice, his suffering and death. The passion, his intense love that drove him to die for rebels, for us, who've mocked his divinity, who think they know better for what makes for happiness, who've lusted, who've told lies, who've gossiped, been lazy, who desire revenge on those who have hurt or insulted them, who've stolen, who've neglected their duty, who pretend to be things that they're not. Lord, have mercy on us all. Behold, your King rides into Jerusalem, and this festive procession is a death march, but also a wedding march, where he seals his enduring love, passion, for his bride. And so we wave our palms, we shout Hosanna today to hail him as our King. That palms, an ancient sign of victory. I mean, you see it in heavenly worship in Revelation. The King who comes to destroy everything that can truly harm you. Victory. Whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Follow him. Not your own ideas, not loving the world and yourself. Lose your life and gain it. You see, you're hopelessly sinful, completely helpless, and your natural instinct is to put yourself first, to do whatever pleases you. God condemns me first. And the world will tell you, be who you are. Follow your heart. Live your dreams. And that's the dumbest advice in the history of the world. That philosophy will lead to eternal death. Every man dies, but not every man lives. Live dear saints. And that blood is your life. There is no other. All else is an illusion. For all of you, your family, for this parish, for every center, that blood is for you. Every drop that falls from this pulpit, that falls from that font, and his very blood, as he says, and promises, and scripture declares it to be, his very blood that falls from the chalice onto your tongue. Every drop of this blood is an ocean of absolution for you. Behold your king rides into Jerusalem for this, that God would die so that you would have a life without end. We cannot die. He is your life. You are not your own. You have been purchased with his blood. That apart from Christ, apart from his sacrifice, you will not know forgiveness, love, peace, or comfort. Apart from Christ is only man's vain attempts and no life at all, no truth. Behold your king, crowned in thorns, a cross as a throne from which our king offers the greatest decree uttered by any king in the history of the world. Father, forgive them. And behold your king. Jesus' triumphal entry here, coming in the flesh, saving us. And when you cry out before every Lord's Supper, Lord, save us, Hosanna, he actually does it by giving you his body and blood. He rides into Jerusalem to accomplish it. Your prayer is answered. Don't ever forget, you were created for eternity. Only eternal things will satisfy you. His daily gifts flowing in baptismal waters, a holy supper, the word taught and preached from his servants, God creating, sustain your faith with these things for eternity. Do not let your desires, these days, your future years, this world, friends, take from you what you receive here, what you confirmands receive this day. The times ahead will be more difficult to confess this truth. Truth. Unchanging truth. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified, and I, when I am lifted from the earth, will draw all people to myself. All creation, past, present, future, looks to a day that we call good. And what's so incredible is how Jesus refers to his crucifixion as his glory. He glories in your salvation. Unless a grain dies, it bears much fruit. And he has. He has brought forth much fruit. And he calls this fruit Jacob and Isla and Diedrich and Kenzie and Gia and Paisley. All of you. You are the fruit of Jesus' death and resurrection, his reward, his victory, drawing you to himself, his passion to have you. And this is why the saints rejoice this week and hold their palms. And let us do the same and mingle our praises with theirs. For heaven and earth joined here, his cross and resurrection poured out for you as in no other way or place, no other life, no other perfect word. Do not let anything take the sacrament from you. You need this more than anything in your life. This is how he loves you to the end. Behold your King that rides into this Jerusalem every week to answer your cry, Hosanna. Do not be far from the sacrament, for he has baptized you. You belong to him. And the promise that God spoke in heaven at your baptism is still good, and it always will be. Behold, your King comes for you. In the name of Jesus, amen.